Hello and welcome to another edition of Never a Straight Answer, the podcast that aims to cover a wide range of topics from conspiracy theories to popular culture and news. I'm Gaz, and in the studio today, as always, we've got Mr. Taylor.
Hey, how's it going? Hello. Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Yeah, man, I've had a pretty mad week, to be honest. I know you have as well, because you were with me. Yeah. And we've got to kind of apologise, because basically we were going to do a podcast on location, and we did record some of it, and what we did record was pretty good, and we still got clips of that, but the main body of it was kind of missing, gone, and that's mostly part to me, I've got to admit. There's
errors in the system, man.
There was a big error in the system. It was in my system. I got absolutely messy and ended up deleting what we'd done. So, apologies.
It's one of them things. It happens every now and again, getting messy.
we were actually, we travelled to Staffordshire. We were on a bit of a camping trip because we wanted to record this episode from the commune.
Yeah.
Which is kind of linked to today's episode. You know, we wanted to kind of bring it live from the camp, really. Yeah. It's a shame we had a few people there, and we had a few other people giving like their input on stuff.
We're here anyway tonight.
So we have actually got Jay in the house tonight as well. He's sitting in. He's just chilling, so he probably won't say much. If he does want to chip in, that's cool.
When he wants to say something, he will.
Yeah, man. So, So other than that, what I say, like, apologies, because like I put on Twitter saying, like, you know, we were going to be doing this, so this is the episode that we planned, and we've kind of like done the bits of it before, so it should be a breeze, I shouldn't imagine.
Should be.
Yeah, and like an extra, because we have actually got elements of this trip recorded, I think I'm going to put an extras clip out probably in the next few days, so we're going to check out the footage, and we'll get all like the audio clips, and we'll get back to
you.
I have heard it, actually. It's pretty funny.
Is it?
Yeah, there's bits of it that are quite funny. Yeah, so like so we'll look forward to that.
we'll let
Taylor have a bit of a what's it on
have
the
end
have
it,
a listen
yeah.
He'll vet
before
it
I state my name to it
he'll vet it and then yeah. We'll get back to you on that one.
It's been a couple of days.
We've been, like I say, we're a bit late on the upload and kind of getting the podcast
just
out.
Been things happening all the time and stuff getting in the way, and it's sometimes it's hard to get the time to do it, but like we try our best.
Yeah, well that's it. We love doing it, so they're gonna keep coming regardless.
Definitely.
So even if like you know, I just think keep them wanting more. And actually, to be fair, I've had quite a few people turning around and asking like, where's the new podcast? And I'm like, it's coming. Don't worry.
Yes,
it's coming.
It is.
But like so we'll say we've been on we went on a bit of a fishing trip this weekend.
Yeah.
Camping.
DJ, you love the fishing.
Bit of chilling. It's been good. So you know,
did you catch fish?
I'm not going to comment on whether I caught a fish.
I don't know. I think you should comment on if you caught a fish or not.
All right. Well, what happened was I'm a novice, so like you know, I'm not going to say
Jay's
I'm the world's greatest fisherman in the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I've been taught what to do, and I've kind of been looking at me rod all morning, and it's one of them moments
you're
where you think
with your rod.
Oh well, it doesn't matter.
The amount of times you were dipping it in and leaving it out.
It doesn't matter really, because like I say, I'm only practicing and like, you know, just getting the grips of it.
Like you said, you're a novice.
How much did you get your rod in the water there, Taylor? Because all I remember about Taylor's fishing trip was he spent most of it sleeping in his tent.
Hey, well, it's a trip, you know what I mean? It's a holiday. It's my first holiday in like 10 years, if not longer. So I thought, you know what? Yeah, I'll stay up, do a bit of fishing.
I had more chance of catching anything than Taylor. So anyway. But I did. So basically, I'm gonna go to the toilet, and I'll be back in a minute. But basically, like I've said, keep an eye on this rod because I know it's gonna go.
Yeah.
Next minute, I hear Gaz from right across the lake. I'm like, here we go.
We were getting lost.
I knew that somebody was gonna be at my peg when I got there, and there it was. big fuck off fish on the bank, like, and the guy on the next peg's like, there you go, you've caught one.
Yeah.
Like, I can't claim that.
Well,
it's
I
not
don't
my
know
fish.
You can. He doesn't want to claim it. It's your rod.
No, not having it. That was the rod that caught everything that weekend. So you know that was.
That was the rod that caught all three fish.
Well, exactly. So you know.
Exactly.
I can't claim that.
I mean, 2 minutes after I went to have a kit, boom. Two fish get caught. Like, what's going on here? I've had my rod in there for 10 minutes.
It's like a curse,
nothing's
isn't
happening.
It? It is like a curse where you're basically like, as soon as you turn your back or walk away.
Mind you, there was not a lot of catches. I think we were like one of like about three people who caught something.
Well, it doesn't matter to me. I had a good weekend.
Well, yeah, I was there for the fresh air and
like. And like,
you know,
I say, I learned a lot. And when the apocalypse happens, I'm going to be prepared because I'll be able to catch my own dinner.
Well, so, yeah, that's what I was there for, just to see how it's all done and that. Like,
so,
you know, learn a little bit here and there. And I think I did. Jay should have learnt me a little bit more, shouldn't he, son? You should have smiling at me over there.
Well,
I only went to sleep, what, twice? 2 6-hour ones.
Right. I've got some updates on some of the previous news that we've covered here on Never a Straight Answer.
Yeah.
Right, remember we was talking about Atlantis?
Was it last week?
Well, basically the mainstream media have gotten onto it. The guy who created the documentary, I think it was like In Search of Atlantis or something like that.
Yeah.
There's been a couple of videos on YouTube about the kind of
find.
The theory and the find. Mm. And if I'll just give you a quick update. They basically found land that they believe to be Atlantis, and it goes into all this kind of like
mythology.
It's not mythology, is it? It's the accounts of Plato. So like he's wrote accounts of what Atlantis was supposed to be like.
Yeah.
And then basically this geologist, scientist or whatever, he's kind of worked out where it possibly could be, and now mainstream media have gotten onto it, and they've basically credited him for the find.
See?
So they're basically saying that it's seriously quite interesting.
Yeah, but hold on, you know what they give out? They give out a lot of fake news, so you got to be careful with that one.
Yeah, but I think that if you know, if they're giving credit to a kind of
if they, they're getting
more.
He's
put his work out on YouTube, and he thinks that he's found something. I've got to admit, when I watched his documentary, I was sold. I've got to say, I mean, get out there and watch it. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give that update because I just found it like, you know, it's never, you know, you never see like kind of these alternative news stations kind of featured on mainstream media. So
Well,
not very much.
No.
Yeah, that was pretty decent.
Not to their agenda, though, is it really?
So, have you got any news this week, Taylor?
Actually, I've got some stuff that actually people should go out and have a look. Have a look to yourself and see what it's about. If you've got Facebook, try and look for a Melanie Shaw. Because this girl has had a terrible time by the sounds of things.
Yeah, go on.
Like, well, basically the down the short of end of it is that she was abused when she was younger in a child's home, which was investigated later on in the 80s. She stated that, this is what she stated, that she could name MPs. So it was like, right, now round about that time, do you remember the Prime Minister losing when she was
Theresa May?
Yeah, when she was Foreign Secretary, and he had the big pedo file of like that they were supposed to have been looking at.
Right, so you basically after. Like so they had evidence of a ring,
yeah, they had evidence
a ring
was,
or something like that, right? So there was an investigation.
Well, he went missing.
Surely these things just don't go missing.
Now the thing is, this woman, now she's turning around saying that she can name names. She can name people.
Right.
That have been going to this children's home.
So has she got other kind of people who from the children's home at the same time who can corroborate what she's saying?
Yeah, I'd imagine
it happened to them as well.
Well, it was that strong that there was actually a secret court. She was sent to a secret court to go to trial. Now,
why would she have to go to trial, though?
I don't know. Because at the end of the day,
if she's come out to the authorities and said there's a ring and she's been assaulted in some way at some point, surely the police have got to take that seriously, regardless of who's involved.
Actually, no, the police didn't take it seriously.
So they didn't take it seriously.
It was Beechwood's children's home.
So she's trying to say that she was just like a child crying out, or like
basically, it was like it was all swept under the carpet. There was nothing told about it. But the thing is that she's having a secret court, and not only that, where she isn't even there, she's in prison. That she's been in a cell on her own for 9 months on her own.
She's been in a cell since, or is this when?
It'd be longer now because this all started in 2016.
Right.
And there was an update. It shows an update now about 2017.
Well, where's she now?
Back in prison, and the reason why is because she'd been stripped naked, she'd been assaulted. She must have hit back at one of the guards. They've brought charges against her.
She's made it worse for herself by kind of being aggressive in prison.
You would have to. Well, that's mental torture.
Well, plus, especially if I'd been
Section 3 of the.
I don't understand what she's in for. That's the point. Like, what is she in for?
Is it just because she gave allegations
against high-powered people?
This is it, right? She supposedly got a lot of evidence on these politicians. Supposedly, now the thing is, every time. She went in the courtroom. She was actually on, a monitor.
Yeah.
Now, every time she was about to turn round and say something, name names and all this and that, the monitor would all of a sudden turn off.
Oh, right.
And they turn round and say, because you're about to go rage.
I can smell a conspiracy theory here. Yeah.
Why do you have a secret court? You're supposed to tell people when a case is happening.
Of course, it's common knowledge if you've ever kind of been to court I worked in a court for all time, it's like they're on record. They're all on monitors in the foyers. I could go into a court if I knew somebody was in court that day, I could go to the court.
But this didn't happen in their case. This didn't happen, and now try and find some information on it, you're getting brick walls everywhere from where you're trying to find info. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised if the poor girl is like...
Well, it's not the first sort of allegations in this area, really, is it? So, I mean, it's like...
But she was an abusee who became a hunter.
And the thing is, it's like...
started talking about it.
These situations as well, it's like when they're kind of from... a children's home background or a kind of broken family and all this, then they're kind of, cared about, but they're a bit more expendable.
The state don't really want to look after them.
The state is kind of not looking after them in the slightest because it's like if the allegations she's making are true, and I mean I like to say at this point I don't know why she's inside prison, but nobody can kind of clarify that. If anyone knows,
you can hear like phone call messages like from her solicitor. Ringing the place up and saying I'm the solicitor for this case, I'm looking for certain information, and they turn around and basically say.
So is she in a normal prison at this point, or is she in
a woman's prison?
A woman's prison.
Yeah.
So is she got any kind of? Has she got no solicitation?
They're trying to find the information, but they're being blocked as well. This is the problem. They're being blocked because. Obviously, there's something there that people don't want to tell people.
Pretty interesting. Well, it's not like the first time. We'll have to keep an eye on this and see if we can find anything out. Because
there's been a few. I mean, there was some legal cases I've been looking at that, police were driving people around for 7 hours and then taking them to a mental institution because by doing that. They're getting hot, sweaty, and they're looking ill.
And they're tired
and all this, so what you have to do is go into the... Do you mind keeping hold of him because he's ill, look at him.
Yeah, yeah.
There's something mentally on it, he's just...
Well, he's on edge. Well, I think they could probably do that, say he was like hot, yeah, hot and sweaty and seeing that he was involved or we've had to run him down or whatever, yeah.
Well, you really have to look out, if you look out there, there's...
So what's the girl's name again?
Melanie Shaw.
Right, okay.
Yeah, Melanie Shaw. And if they wanted to send her anything and that, this is another problem. All her mail and that is getting intercepted and taken away, so she's getting nothing as well. So there's a way of doing it is sending all the emails or letters or whatever you want to send. You ought to send it to her MP in Nottinghamshire.
Right. Okay.
Send it there, and he's bound to send it to give it to get it to her.
Okay.
So that is the only way. I did have the addresses and all that, but if you really want it, you'll find it. It's up on a few websites, but it's really interesting, and it sounds like an important one. You know what I mean?
This is the first I've heard about her tonight. So I'd like to have given her a bit more input. I mean, I'm as fascinated as anyone, but you know, I'd like to find out a bit more about in for future.
Yeah.
Because obviously, if it's an ongoing thing and the girl's fucking...
Well, this is it. But like, information is like died off. I mean, I don't even think that because I've skimmed through quite a bit.
It's crazy,
as well, because
isn't it?
I only
it's
found
like,
this out the other day.
It's crazy what like kind of it's that when the general public try and find out information about these things, it's so difficult. We have to kind of give up information about ourselves. I was see something about having to give more information on stuff like Twitter. So like if you to stop people from being not outspoken, but there are some kind of hateful people out there doing the thing is, right, if I watched a TV program back in the 80s or 90s and I didn't like that TV program, you could potentially write to Anne Robinson at Points of View or you could write them a letter. But it's like nowadays you can
now
get on
that's
Twitter.
A problem, isn't it?
No, you can get on Twitter and you can go on their page and go, "Oh, that was shit."
Yeah, but
you know
the problem
what I mean?
Is there.
Straight away, it's why do you need to do that? Why do you need to tell somebody?
But like you just said there, the thing I find wrong with that is, right, you watch something or you've seen something. Why do you have to comment on it? If you don't like it, turn the fuck
over. Turn it over. Yeah, exactly.
Don't watch it again if you don't like it that much. Why do you have to comment about it?
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, why? So they're trying to get more information on users.
Yeah.
So that if they do start being kind of like aggressive and just basically antisocial, they can track them down to employers or the rest of it and kind of like to say, we don't want this sort of behaviour.
Oh yeah, but I bet half the viewers or half the people don't even realise that the information that they're putting out could come against you later on.
Well, it doesn't
like
matter,
does it? Like
jobs
and stuff like that.
I've got a story here about basically being watched Big Brother. So like,
they reckon 20 times within a day.
Yeah, we're always being watched. I mean, easy peasy. But there's basically a human rights court has ruled. I think it's the European Court of Human Rights has basically ruled that the government mass surveillance was against our
human rights.
Basic human rights there.
Section 3.
Yeah, so human basically the leaked information from Edward Snowden a couple of years ago.
It was fucking longer than that.
Well, yeah,
I think.
It's quite a long time ago, but since then, because this came to light that there was these Menwith Hill type fucking places that are kind of monitoring emails
and
fucking phone calls and all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they probably wouldn't have investigated unless, like, looking German Prime Minister getting booked. If that were on the news, this would have been probably shoved away under the carpet.
Well, this is it, but it's like, you know, I just wonder, like, basically because, I mean, I do think it's a violation. I don't think we should be spied on.
I do, but
you've
got to think
like
of it this way as well, though. Right, because
it's all a...
You're into your filming, you're into your cameras and stuff.
I'm also
like
into... This is a big topic for me, the Big Brother Panopticon. I love this shit, because basically it's like, if you know anything about, like, how this all came about, right, it was like a prison, like there was this prison idea of like a circle building with a tower in the middle. And it was basically, they said, they could operate this prison with one guard because they'd shine a light randomly into all the cells.
Yeah, to make sure.
And if you basically got caught doing something, then you were fucked. But like over time, like you started being honest through paranoia because you didn't know when the light was going to shine in your direction, or it could just be totally at random.
Yeah.
So it ended up becoming like an honesty through paranoia.
Yeah.
So if you think about how society is today with the camera systems, we know we're always being watched. So you're less likely to do something.
I'm being watched, everywhere.
You're less likely to do something because you feel like you're being watched.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you probably are. So you know.
Well, there was a big. Did you hear about in Japan? I don't know, it was about, 5 years ago, something like that. Right, in Japan, they had a really, really massive problem. And not in just the normal places, in the public toilets. They had a massive problem. No, seriously.
Really?
No, seriously.
Was it glory holes?
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
No, because you'll be there like a fucking shot.
Fuck you. Hell no.
Isn't that right, Jay?
Yeah.
But no, they had a really, really bad problem. Even the government got involved there because there were so many cameras in there going on the net that they actually had task force to go out to the toilets to get rid of them. So there was that many little cameras being put everywhere.
Who was putting them there? Like GoPros?
Loads of people. It was like, right. You know, like, you know, kids or...
I don't think I could take you seriously tonight,
honestly.
Look. So what were they doing, like, upskirt
seriously?
Shots?
No, they were doing, like, down from the bog.
So what, for what shots. For what end? For perverted pleasures?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Look, and then you put it on the website. Look, a porno. If you made a porno, you could have made yourself 12 grand, like,
live
10 years ago.
Tonight, Denise performs live.
Yeah, that's
second
it.
Second cubicle on the left.
Yeah.
The middle trap.
Oh, look at the colour knickers down. Go on, girl, you can shit that fucker out.
No, I'm not convinced. So where was this?
This is in Japan.
In Japan. Yeah. Now, do you know
Japan.
What? I believe it.
It's true because the technology.
No disrespect to our Japanese listeners, which there I'm sure are
you
many.
Don't believe me, check it out. This is a true story.
Some of the crap that comes out of Japan, like in terms of like products and stuff, it's
technology
crazy.
Technology going too fast, man.
I don't
it
even think technology, I'm talking like lo-fi tech.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I seen one the other day. It was like an umbrella, but it was like you put it over your head. Right, and the umbrella kind of sits on your shoulders.
What?
Fashion, mate. The kid, there was a picture of the kid wearing it, and
it
just didn't look impressed.
Is it a little gap in the middle, in the front?
You get like a kind of a face hole.
Oh, what about if you're head on?
You get
what
are you going
to do? Tilt your head and go, oh, I'll turn this around?
No, it's actually, you can look it up, right? It's called the UFO umbrella, right, from Japan. So check it out.
I bet it looks nothing like one either.
Well,
is there any lights on it?
No. The guy who was actually doing the product test, right? He kind of flicked up it around his head, like, and it kind of looked like that dinosaur from Jurassic Park, when he sprays that yellow stuff at him, and he kind of gets that neck thing.
Oh yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it looked like that.
Fucking.
So
hell.
It's kind of a loop around the neck with umbrella hat, UFO umbrella hat thing. Crazy.
Yeah, do bring out some wacky shit, but. I gotta give it to him. The technology goes like, you know.
Well, technology.
They just like push themselves, don't they, into the technology.
Have you heard about this crazy noise that they've heard over Saturn? Do you remember the wow signal?
Right. I'm glad you brought this up.
Well, this wow signal, right? Basically, they've discovered a load more, right? From around
72, is it?
It was. I don't know the exact 72. Number. But noises captured by NASA over Saturn.
Yeah.
Sounds like to me, it sounded like an Atari. Do you remember Spectrums in the?
Oh,
eight,
yeah.
Yeah. The, those.
Well, yeah. Well, that's how it was back in the day, isn't it? I mean. Don't forget the technology stuff.
I could stick the tape in my Spectrum ZX Sinclair, right? Get me game loading, go and have me Sunday dinner.
Yeah, come back and it'd be there loading.
Watch Heartbeat.
Yeah.
Get a bath.
Oh, yeah.
Go to my bedroom and it just load up. I had it timed, right? So, yeah, sounds a bit like that. But basically, they're wondering if it's radio communications. Conspiracy theorists and kind of like ufologists are saying that this they could be radio communications from Saturn.
Is this from SETI?
No.
I think we've mixed up.
I'm not too sure. NASA's basically come out with this, right? It's basically on the NASA website.
Yeah.
It was captured by a NASA probe.
I think it was Horizon, was it? Horizon was nearest to it now.
So, but basically what NASA have come out and said is that Saturn emits radio waves.
Right.
It just does. It's basically because of how vast its magnetic... Magnetic poles are. Yeah. And it says it sounds like a whistles and static.
Yeah, so, I've heard it. I heard it.
The fact that this probe's gone past Saturn and it's kind of picked it up amplified it.
He's
like kind of got them all, way. The ufologists kind of buzzing. But NASA are like, it's just that's what it sounds like.
Well, yeah, you got to consider on like the pictures are coming back as sound and stuff like that as well. You know what I mean? So you've got to consider how they operate after stuff. It doesn't come back the way we get it. Do you know what I mean?
Mate, I've got loads of news this week.
All right.
Loads. I write news bits down, and you know when I come to do the show,
yeah.
It's like I try and find the best kind of bits.
Well, we're on the.
I wrote one down, and I was like, "This is totally off topic, but I'll come back to it." But I'm just basically saying there is quite a lot of news this week.
Yeah.
So sorry if we're going on the news topic
too much.
Go on, what's your news?
Well, that 72 objects, that sound that I was on about, that was from SETI.
Right.
And I think it was 79 someone had listened and heard something, and it's actually printed as WOW next to it. It's called the WOW.
The WOW
signal. Yeah, well, in the same place, 72 signals come for it.
When was this?
In the same
this?
Place, I believe it was last week.
Hmm.
They're looking at it in a slightly different way, as in the stuff like conspiracy theories are coming up with, like. You know, like a yacht.
Right.
Like a yacht, and you open up your sails.
Right.
And light bounces off it, and it moves. It can move you. It's a sail in the sky, basically.
Right.
You need a sun for it. And they're talking around. They're talking about ships. Could it be ships like that?
What, ships moving?
72. Yeah, ships moving through that area at that time.
Right. Okay. So
that's one theory.
Right, so what are the official kind of people saying?
They haven't got a clue.
We don't know.
Well, actually, the first one, a guy not that long ago, actually, I think it was about a year ago, come out with, I know what it was. And he theorised, and he reckons he's got the maps to it, said that two meteorites were passing at the same time. And that's what you heard. And it was like, could be. But now, with having another 72 in the same area.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm starting to think that possibly it's not the meteorites, because it's the same signal from the same area. And you're not going to get 72 meteorites.
It depends. It could be a meteorite that's
not
kind
the
of
same
broken
signal
up.
Type, though. Not
well,
same,
no, but
exactly
I mean, if you think about how like it might be like something to do with like the mass of the object and that creates a different sort of, you know, signal or whatever. So if you think they could have been like a big object that shed little objects, and they're all speeding along at the same velocity, but they're not.
Because of the signal. The signal tells them that every one of them is the same signal. So every one of them is the same thing.
Oh, right, okay. So,
so you
72...
couldn't have it as a small meteorite.
So there wasn't like different, like different sort of
levels
of the signal.
Down, yeah,
that's
the signal
what I'm saying.
Would
like,
go
there
down
wasn't.
If it was different
so it was like 72 instances of the same signal,
yeah.
Or 72.
Yeah.
Separate signals that they've identified as 72 different objects.
72 different signal, 72 same signals,
right,
went in little like times between the briefs in between,
right, okay,
the same signal that they found in I think 79,
right, okay, so that's what I'm getting at. So yeah, like basically it could be the same object, just emitting signals
by the way it's going, it's the same signal,
right, okay, cool.
And so there's still a lot to be done on it, but until the proper scientists get in their heads.
I've missed this this week. I've not seen any of this. So yeah, buzzing.
Yeah, and did you see what happened today, Elon Musk?
Oh yeah, what did have we found out who it is? If you don't know about this, basically Elon Musk has come out in the last couple of days and said that, you know, he's going to announce who the first person on his moon rocket.
And he did it about 19 hours ago.
Right, okay, yeah. So yeah, dude, can you Google it? I want to know who it is. Taylor's going to Google it and we're going to find out. And in the meantime, I'm going to tell you about this crazy little story.
What a genius I am.
Well, fucking hell.
I found it.
Have you? All right, go on, who is it?
Yeah, already, man. Yo, right, well, he's basically a Japanese billionaire guy.
I'm
sorry if he's listening.
Right, go on.
But I'll try.
I doubt it. Right. He's too busy. He's on a man mission.
Yoshiku Mazua.
Yoshiku Mazua.
I think
we'll
so.
Playing the astronaut?
Yeah.
Yeah, when's he going up?
2023.
Cool, man.
He should be up.
I bet he's paying an absolute arm and a leg for that as
well. Yeah. I think it's working out to be something like quarter of a million or something like that.
Yeah, man. It would be worth
it.
If he's a billionaire, mate, he could go around twice.
Yeah. You know what I'd love to have seen?
What?
Elon Musk go up.
Well, why
first man? Well, you prove
I bet
your
he
product.
Is, you know.
You prove your product.
Yeah, of course you do, actually. Yeah. Have you heard about that product? Coca-Cola are doing it. They're basically turning around and saying weed's a wellness drug now. Like, so
what?
Because it's kind of like being legalized in a lot of countries.
Yeah.
Like in a lot of states in America. Like a lot of companies are trying to cash in on the boom. So they're kind of trying to put the THC and the cannabis into their products.
Yeah, but that's a problem. So, that's a problem because corporations, we don't want corporations to fucking take it over. They're taking over everything and they've fucked it all up. Leave the weed alone. No, because they ain't going to... I'll tell you what, not going to do.
I like it in all its forms. So, you know. But to be fair, if Coca-Cola put a can of THC
cola. Well, used to be cocaine in there, you know.
Well, it still is.
In the 60s.
No. I did a bit of homework on this recently because I'm sick of people having...
I didn't know
having
it was a cokehead.
Yeah, what?
Fucking am I
yeah,
cokehead
well,
now,
check this out, right? Basically, this is a whole episode in itself, but basically the guy who invented cola was like a chemist.
Yeah.
Like he went to war.
Yeah.
And then what happened in these wars was they basically get addicted to morphine and they called it soldier sickness or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. And then they come home and they'd end up being still addicted.
Yeah.
And they just kind of crack on. Yeah, but this guy basically comes up with an idea. He wants to kind of come up with a tonic for curing soldier sickness, right? So he kind of comes up with this tonic. It's got a proper cocaine in it at this point. Alcohol and a few other stuff. A bit of a punch.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of like gets on it and then he ends up selling. I think he's basically passes it on to his son who was as big a morphine addict as him. Yeah. And he kind of took the business up and stuff like that. But nowadays, do you know when it says...
There's more morphine fucking...
Look on a can of Coke,
now.
It says natural flavourings, right? Yeah. And stuff like that,
right?
Well, basically, the cocaine has been kind of like... Well, yeah, it's not been diluted, but it's been genetically modified to the point where it doesn't have that same effect on you. But they can still
Except
use...
Except for the gradness of like...
They can still use the flavouring or the kind of... to keep its taste as an original taste. So apparently there is still coca leaf in Coca-Cola. Other colas are available.
I didn't know it was a cokehead, fucking
hell. So there's
Jesus.
That.
Oh, that's, but, that's, oh.
Mate, last bit of news before I move on to the big bad boy.
Oh, I've got something that's happening right now.
Go on.
Israel. International news.
Go on.
Right, yeah, I heard this just before I come out, actually. Basically, Israel the other day fired missiles into Syria. Syria was shooting them down, right. Basically hitting military installations and science installations and stuff like that. So, now, a report...
Why, has this been on the mainstream?
No.
At all? No coverage at all?
There's been a little bit today because today another serious matter happened that it could kick it off between America and Russia on this.
It's always kicking off. Calm down, people. Go and have a fucking chill and a spliff together and sort it out. Or at best, just fight it out amongst yourselves. I'd pay for view that.
Bag of weed in the fucking UN. Bang. No. Sit there, talk about it, and we'll get shit down.
No, they'd all skits out and get paranoid and probably
pussies.
Yeah. And they come up with a purge. We'll end up with, they'd okay the purge or something daft.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So we don't need that.
Well, basically, today, it's got a little bit more serious this afternoon. Israel and France, supposedly, this is why I've heard, fired rockets in this afternoon. So the Russians and the Syrian weaponry was firing them down. But
this is crazy, this, because
aircraft got shot down.
No, because I only saw the other day that they were doing the biggest military exercise.
Yeah, quarter of the Russian army.
Where was it? In Siberia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were.
They're showing the balls.
Biggest military operation.
Yeah.
Well, no. What makes me think is why have like that sort of army massed? Do you know what I mean?
You should have seen it about 10 years ago.
If you think something might go on.
Seriously, 10 years ago, there was a report, there was a Chinese-Russian agreement on arms and that, right? And Russia did exactly the same as they'd done the other day, except for they went over to China. And you looked into the sea, it was fucking immense. It was massive. Absolutely.
What was?
It was fucking frightening. The amount of soldiers and equipment
the Russian
on the
presence.
Training,
right,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
No, it was mainly the Chinese, but...
Oh, right, okay.
But the Chinese had shot across... we had an attack on one of our ships the other last week because we were near the Indian Ocean, and then obviously the Chinese had been taking that kind of shit over at the minute, building little islands. So we were going by, and basically we got warned off. They even sent airplanes to warn us off away from the area.
Right.
But that was in the news. I don't know if it was in mainstream because
it's
really
crazy because it's like, you know, we've got so much going on with like weather and shit like that.
Yeah.
You'd think that we've got enough on our plate at the moment.
Yeah.
Not to be starting some. Do you know what? Right.
Make money.
It's like it's pissing it down outside at the minute.
Yeah.
And it's like this has been the worst weather we've experienced.
Yeah, but the other
this isn't
the
time.
Greatest
can't
weather.
You wait? Can't you wait until it's really warmed up before you start kicking off wars?
Well, yeah. Look what happened when it was fucking snowing in World War. Yeah.
Well,
soon.
Have you checked out? This
oh,
is...
I haven't finished that.
Oh right, go
yeah.
for it.
So basically, the reason why it's gone serious is because a plane got shot down.
Where was this?
This was over Syria. It
right.
was a Russian plane with 14 people, and they can't find them. They reckon it's they're all dead, basically.
Right.
So now there's a little argument on why Israel is shooting into Syria, but it's going to start if Syria decides to shoot back. It's going to bring the Americans in then. So when the Americans go in, obviously we're going from France is already there, Germany going in. That.
I think it's speculation.
It is at the moment, but
in.
It is a close step today.
Well, yeah.
Let's just put it that way. There's another fucking...
There always seems to be an international incident.
Yeah, but it only
though.
Takes one of them to kick another world war off.
Totally.
That's the only problem.
What we need to do is send Dennis Rodman in. Yeah. I mean, he worked wonders.
It's a basketball with him. Come on,
mate. No, he worked wonders.
First one to ten.
Now, have you not seen he went over to Korea and was diplomatic relations with Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
And ended up getting, Trump over.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was all down to Dennis Rodman,
yeah,
believe it or not.
That's still not over or done with. I mean,
they
the
seem to be getting
on
at the
Korea,
moment.
It, yeah, but then, like, you know, what we see is not what we're getting.
No,
we're
not.
You know what I mean?
But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, it's just, like you were saying, it's a step towards something. You got to look at the positives
in
life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, man, this is a story that I've been following. Have you heard about Alison Mack?
Alison Mack, I have.
Right, well, for those who don't know, she was an actress on the TV show Smallville.
Yeah,
she played Chloe Sullivan.
Yeah.
She was the one. She was quite cute. She was one of my favourite characters, but it was like she did the wall of weird, anything going on in Smallville where she was on it.
Yeah.
And she was kind of like the man in the chair with Superman or Clark, whatever. But basically, it's been in the news recently that.
Cal, right?
So it's been in the news that she's been a bit of a naughty girl, to be honest.
Yeah, she has. She's been a very naughty girl.
Well, she's been chilling with the wrong people, I think.
Wrong people? Fucking hell.
Definitely, that's an understatement.
Yeah,
But basically, what's happened is she's ended up in a cult.
How did she get in this cult?
I don't know, right. Well, basically, I think what I've heard on and kind of read up was that she was actually recruited by the girl who played Lois Lane on Smallville.
Yeah,
who
and this was all in started the cult. After it was finishing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just finishing. Yeah. And this Lois Lane woman, or the woman who played, I can't remember her name, but she was in this organisation and she's kind of put Chloe or Alison onto the place.
Yeah.
And it was a thing called Nexus, but I don't think it's spelt like the same. It's got a kind of a weird spelling. And basically, she's been procuring young girls for the leader.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And it's a bit crazy, to be honest.
I don't know
how people end up in cults.
Well, if you want to get into that, even deeper, go to franksreport.com.
What's Frank's
Report? Now, franksreport.com's been on it since the start.
What, cults?
On this cult alone.
Oh, right, okay.
This one alone. Now, the thing is, you will not believe how many celebrities are joined to it.
Well, the shit I've seen about it has been mental because, like, there's a woman who's come forward to say that she was procured by this organisation through Alison Mack.
Yeah.
And then basically what's happened is she's ended up, she told them that she'd be getting a tattoo on initiation, right? But it didn't turn out to be a tattoo. She was pinned down by 9 of them and branded. And this happens to all the girls, apparently.
That'd be the first step where I'd be going, what the fuck?
As far as I can tell, it seems like a sex cult or a sex trafficking
cult.
Yes,
it is a sex cult.
Now, sex cults sound great and groovy in 60s and free love,
not
yeah?
Not this sex cult,
yeah?
Really,
but this doesn't sound pleasant if they're giving you brandings. So how's it spelled? It's spelled... NXIVM. So NXIVM.
That's their name. That they have posted up.
Right, okay.
But,
yeah, it's a Nixium.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nixium, not Nexus. Sorry if anywhere it's called Nexus.
Yeah, and there's loads of people with. But do you know, they do child trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, test drugs on kids.
Fucking hell, sounds a bit MJ Ultra.
Oh, this is just a slight part of
it. I've lost quite a lot of respect for Alison Mack,
yeah,
to be fair. She's been given, she's not been given bail.
No, the court case is still going on.
Yeah.
There's a big thing about it in America, but it's been all washed up, really, really all washed up. But like, what they do is they put the kids in front of a telly, with where you're watching people getting, three pregnant women getting gutted.
Really?
Yeah.
So kind of like Red Room type stuff.
Oh, yes.
That sounds like really dark web stuff, to be
honest. Oh, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's what going on. And then they get sold on. The kids get sold
Jesus.
On.
Jesus.
There was a big trafficking stuff that went on there. Now they're starting to get all of it, but they're not telling anyone about it.
Cults in general, I think they do prey on like
vulnerable people,
weak communities. I mean, this one I'm going to be talking about today is quite a good kind of like thingy on that. I mean, there's quite a few cults that have, you know, if you're kind of interested in this type of thing. I mean, I've just started researching them, and I've ended up getting deep into quite a lot of these.
Be careful.
And
be careful,
you know, they're quite scary, to be honest. It's like
mind fucking, isn't it? Basically, it's trying to get tempting you to come in. Basically, what the computers do, they're tempting you to come back to Facebook, read what someone said.
So you're saying Facebook's a big cult.
The
definition of cult is a group of people brought together for the same interests or religious outlook.
So it makes
cult. That is the definition. I looked it up.
It makes cult.
So
basically,
that is a cult. If you're in a group, if you go to a bowling club,
you're
technically
in a cult. Yeah.
You're in a bowling cult.
But,
Yeah, man.
It is. It's one of them that, like...
We're in a podcast cult. You
know, anyone can make a cult, but it's these out of
anyone can make
weirdness.
A cult.
Yeah.
It's basically what you buy into, really, isn't it?
Well, yeah,
because
it's what your opinion
some of these
is.
Cults are pretty far out in terms of what they're selling.
Jesus, the ones over the years that have been and gone.
Well,
Jesus.
What is it? I mean, like the two that stand out to me, like, and the most interesting, were the Jonestown, which is, again, it's a whole topic in itself, and the Heaven's Gate.
That's what
we're going to talk about. Yes. The Heaven's Gate cult.
Yes.
It's crazy, mate. It's like I don't understand how people.
Or is it ex-cult now?
Well, yeah, it's not an ex-cult. It's not going now.
Yeah, so it must be an ex-cult then.
Yeah, but it's a cult that, you know, in the sense when it was at the time. It was a cult.
Yeah, but now we're in the present, so it was a cult.
So it was a total cult.
Yeah, it was a big total.
Right. But I did a poll, on cults. Twitter about cults, trying to get a bit of stats for this. And basically, they took me down. They took my tweet down because, basically my tweet was, would you join a cult?
Yeah.
Would you A, drink the Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
B, hail Bop.
Hellbop.
Which is Heaven's Gate.
Yeah.
Which I'll get to because it's just stupid. And honestly, if somebody came to me and said, do you want to join my wacky club?
Yeah.
Yeah, and explain the logistics, I'd be saying, you fucking for real? So.
Where do I sign?
This all started in the late
90s.
Offered,
don't it, really?
And to be fair, in the late 90s, there was quite a big UFO sort of boom, wasn't there? Like the X-Files, the Millennium was on its way, and that's a big factor in this.
The second bomb was on his way.
Supposedly. He could have turned up. Well, and just
I got here
up.
A bit earlier, I thought.
Well, yeah, I was here in the 1980s. So, you know, people are crazy about aliens and UFOs and crop circles and all that.
And I'm saying crazy around that shit because it's not crazy.
No,
man,
get your tinfoil hat on, folks.
Well, no, it's not crazy. It's something that, like, you explain what that is because I fucking can't.
Well, that's
it's
unidentified.
You tell me
object.
How that happens.
Yeah, well, obviously, I mean, we went into
it's like
somehow.
Putting a fish in front of you and going, like, what's this?
Well, I'd say a fish.
Well, there, yeah, now put it 10 miles away. What's that?
A very far away fish.
Far away fish, yeah, but it's still a fish, yeah. You know what I mean?
But I think basically these two people really took advantage of the fact that, you know, there was such a kind of craze. People were nuts for aliens.
Yeah.
So there was Marshall Applewhite and Bonnie Nettles, right?
Bonnie Nettles?
Yeah, Marshall was kind of like the ringleader, I think. But Bonnie was his wife. Well, say wife.
What
I think
kind she of
was
woman
a
was
very,
she like?
Very kind of.
She a bitch or was she like, oh, Tinder? Well, I'll do what you want.
Well, potentially, because she did go along with everything that he suggested. And, I mean, this guy was a bit weird. The cult believed that they were... They were in the end times.
Yeah.
And that God was an alien.
Was he?
Yeah, well, that he, or, and is. God is an alien.
Still
and if they stuck around any longer on Earth, that they were going to be battling demons and
Oh, so fucking leave us to the demons and you fuck
off.
Yeah,
basically, they were kind of...
Selfish.
They believed that they would transcend humanity and leave on a telespaceship.
What, all of us?
No, just them. Just them, anyone who joins his church.
Selfish.
And
where do I sign?
And it's funny because did you know the comet, Hale Bopp?
Yeah.
And that's what I was getting at earlier. Well, basically, that's what they're saying. It's like... They're saying that there's an interstellar or a teller starship
within it,
tailing it, and they'll ride on the tail of the comet, right? Jesus. To the new land or whatever.
New land.
Well, wherever
new planet, the new universe.
The heavenly lands. Heavens, that this is Heaven's Gate. Yeah. Heaven's Gate members believe that they were their human bodies were just vessels, and their transcendence would be like the ultimate sort of kind of going to God.
So they're like the one who were picked and told, right, everyone's got. So it's a rapture.
Yeah, basically. And Miss Marshall Applewhite believed he was the reincarnation of Jesus.
Fucking
he hell. Said he wasn't Jesus as the man, he was Jesus, but you know, he was. A new type of Jesus, a funky type of Jesus. Now, this guy was weird, mate. He was kind of a freaky looking guy. He kind of looks like a cross between like the Dalai Lama and like some wide-eyed psycho crack fiend.
Right, yeah. Right.
And he basically put out all these videos. You can find them on YouTube.
Yeah.
Where he's just explaining what Heaven's Gate's about.
Did he have a beard?
No, he was kind of bald-headed. He was really kind of like, he looked like...
Looks a bit weird, like, look, he looked like a monk, I know which one you're on about now, yeah.
Yeah, he was a crazy, wide-eyed motherfucker.
Yeah, when in year 2000, they had to...
And he basically, he kind of went by, he had an alter ego, Doe, and Bonnie went by T in the court.
What, cups of
tea? T-double-E, I think, not T-T-A. So... Yeah, so basically he's got all these YouTube, they're still available on YouTube and you can go on and watch him, and I watched quite a few of them, I've got to be honest, and
he's
explaining why he was doing it, and it's just ridiculous. I don't get how so many people, he didn't really get that many people to join.
How many do you reckon he got?
I think I've got that written down, I'll get to that at some point. Okay. In terms of like what the Jonestown, what happened at Jonestown, it was like, nowhere near as kind of many people.
So, right, okay.
So, makes me wonder like how people follow him, do you know what I mean?
You only need a set little amount of people, don't you? Like, get a couple of people and like go, yo, Jay, you want to join my cult? I'll give you a cup of tea every 5 minutes for the next 10 years.
Well, they did believe that there was a God, but he was from another plane of existence.
Yeah.
And when the time came, they would leave the Earth on the tail of the comet Hale-Bopp.
Right.
Now, these guys were fucking charming motherfuckers, yeah? Like, they duped them all these people into joining, like, and by watching these documentaries on Heaven's Gate and stuff like that. But, you know, they were kind of con men, really. Have you ever played GTA where, you know, you go into the mountains and there's that commune and you're all praising a spaceship?
Yeah, I always leave them a victim.
Well, I think that's basically what they're based on, that bit in GTA.
See? So I've got to stop doing that.
But there was kind of like really weird stuff going on because they were like brainwashing them, really. Do you know anyone who joined, they were brainwashing them. They were taking half the salaries, for the church or for his beliefs. And... even some of them were castrated.
Because, what?
Yeah, they were castrating themselves.
Right, yeah.
Because they believed that the bodies were just vessels. So why did they need the laws of the sins and kind of the flesh?
Oh.
So they castrated themselves to kind of prove that they were...
Prove? They were totally fucking psycho.
But they all looked happy anyway, do you know what I mean?
They all looked happy with their nuts cut off. What the fuck? Would you be happy, Jay?
No.
Say, would you be happy?
I wouldn't be.
Well, there you go then. Nut jobs. Must be.
Well, 39 people would die.
39?
Yeah, and that includes Marshall. Well... Before the main event, T and Doe started to...
That sounds wrong, that.
What?
The main event.
The main event.
Yeah, that just sounds wrong.
Well, often in these cults, they basically, what's it, don't they? They're like suicide cults.
So it's like
the idea of Doe's, what he's trying to teach is that they need to kind of exit this plane
let
of
them,
existence.
Let themselves go.
And let themselves go.
Yeah.
So at this certain time, to
and
kind of like be able to transcend to the next plane of existence. So they started to become paranoid. So they moved the organisation underground, and the members started to become more and more controlled.
It was getting closer to the time, wasn't it, really? So if someone got wind of it, did anyone escape? Do you know? Because if someone got wind of it, then, you know, if you had an operation, you'd need to move it before, like, you'd get fucking caught out. Ah, nothing going on here, officer, come in. Yeah, kids are happy.
Well, exactly, but I mean, like, they would do that. I mean, if there was... This is why it ended up going underground, because people were starting to kind of worry about what they were up to.
This is what
and family members of people who joined were getting kind of like paranoid, because they'd want them to come home for like events and special occasions, but they'd be like so controlled by the organisation that they just refused.
Yeah.
They'd just be like, no, I'm fine.
Well.
They were like, you know... if any of them refused to take the modification, be...
You're out.
Well, no, it wasn't like that. You'd basically just be...
Be a member or something.
You just wouldn't be accepted into the higher levels, do you know what I mean?
Right.
And you kind of just be...
Fuck that. As long as I keep my balls.
Yeah, well, like, they basically... they ended up in San Diego anyway.
Have they moved many times, do you know?
What? Yeah, they moved quite a lot of times. They've been kept going underground, so like they've been moving around for quite a while.
Yeah.
But then like Bonnie got cancer.
Right.
In 1985, and the fact that she didn't pass away at the time.
Yeah.
You know that they were saying it was going to be the millennium and all the rest of it.
Yeah, yeah.
That when she passed away of cancer.
Yeah.
He just kind of said that, you know, the next life needed her earlier and all the rest of it. But the class questioned those teachings because he wasn't...
Something not right.
Obviously, she...
She left a bit early, greedy bitch.
Yeah, but he still twisted that around to his sort of way of thinking, because...
He must have been thinking of that for a while then, because he must have known that she'd got it and that she'd had it, and he must have been talking about it, discussing it and saying, that's fucked everything now. She would just fucking kill her.
A lot of people, were like starting to think, I'm gonna leave. Yeah, exactly. But then Doe started saying that he was receiving messages from T.
Oh,
yeah, saying that she was needed in the afterlife to guide them.
Cups of tea.
And when the time comes, she'd let them know. Yeah. So, but the class, which is what they were called.
How's she gonna let them know if they already had a set time?
Because they didn't. He said that he'd get a.
He'd get a message
around the millennium, but he didn't really know he'd get a message.
You'd say around the millennium.
So he's saying now that T's gonna give him the message.
Yeah.
And it was all part of the plan.
Yeah.
But the people in the group they referred to as the class, because he was teaching them, like, and they'd move up the levels to the higher whatever.
Hierarchy.
And the hierarchies basically were the ones that were castrating themselves a lot of the time.
Oh, so dickheads. Did any of them want survive, do you know?
Well,
you must think you're a proper mug. If you went out there, cut your dick off, or your balls off, and then you're like, that was all bullshit.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, if you can't get... He's convinced virtually 40 people that God's an alien, they're all going to transcend.
Yeah.
I mean... What sort of mental state are these people in? And then to undergo like quite a lot of mental sort of torture and like manipulation to the point where they believe everything this guy says. Do you know what I mean?
Well, the first couple of things that were running through my head on that one was, it's only what the government did.
Well, it was basically not long after that that a lot of people did leave the group. And, Applewhite ended up having to go... go away, fucking start again. Do you know what I mean?
So he started again, but he still kept some cult members.
This cult's been going on for like almost 20 years now. He'd recruited quite a lot of people.
Yeah.
But he'd also lost a lot of members as well.
Yeah.
So, like I say, he went underground quite a lot. He wouldn't talk, the organisation wouldn't be talked about, but certain people would find out about it and they'd join and all the rest of it. So, but in 1994, he kind of went back into the public again, trying to recruit new members.
Yeah.
So he started putting up all these documentary videos about the organisation and stuff, which is the stuff you can find on YouTube now.
Yeah.
And,
because 90s was when, YouTubes and all the internet started up.
Yeah.
So that was a perfect timing for him to go. I'm surprised he only got fucking that many members. I would have thought more, to be honest.
Well, like I say,
being the internet, he wasn't a good salesman, was he?
If T wouldn't have died, he probably would have kept the quite a lot of members, but because of
T
that,
died and it fucked
and
the
it kind of
up.
Made him look not very credible. So yeah. He's had to kind of go away, find a way of kind of reselling it.
Yeah.
Like, which he did by saying T's going to give him like messages from the afterlife.
Yeah.
You know, and that they need to do this on the day he says, you know, so.
And you know what the message is going to be?
What's that?
Sugar and milk.
I'll have a coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically there was a genuine concern from families, people weren't coming home when they wanted to, and they were just concerned that they'd just basically joined a fucking UFO cult.
Yeah, absolutely frantic, and it didn't give the.
What did your family say when you joined?
When I joined, well, the UFO still don't know about it yet. No, I'll become leader next week.
Can you get me an initiation?
Yeah, do you want to buy this drink off me?
No, I don't drink the Kool-Aid, man. Why not? I don't touch the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, drink the Kool-Aid. Jay's already drank it. Look at him now.
Well,
hey, he's bombed out there.
And see, like Applewhite, he believed that, you know, you had to just leave everything. You know, like everything behind. That's why, like I say, most of them were just like, basically they all... The best thing was, right, he'd got them all matching tracksuits,
yeah.
And on the tracksuits, it had a little patch, and where he said something like, it had a mission patch, patch on the sleeve, and it was basically saying, like, you know, first response or something like that. It was like, you know, basically first mission to the new world.
Oh, right, like, yeah.
He saw himself as some sort of cosmonaut. You know, so...
Well, no, it sounds like he was a proper weirdo, didn't he?
So basically, yeah, he was saying that, like, the Earth was on a new cycle now. So it was like it was about to be destroyed, like,
no,
and they wanted off it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, he had... But he sounded like a guy who had pretty mental issues, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he did have some psychological issues.
I was
going
to say, had he ever been tested in the past or anything like that?
Well, no, but I mean, like, when you're castrating yourself and you're castrating...
You've got
encouraging other
couple
people
of screws...
To
well, actually, two screws loose when you're fucking doing your ball... Cutting your balls off. What the fuck? That's extreme.
So, yeah. So, but basically, like I say, to get to the point, it came to the time when
he needed to
when he decided that it was like enough. And I mean, he must have just had a breakdown that day and decided that this is it, because it was getting close to the millennium. I think it was like the end of the 90s by this point. Like, basically, he had one of his messengers, which was one of his high-ranking castrated members, I think. He was called Rio. And he basically told him, he said, right, you're going to have to go on a mission for me. You know, unfortunately, you can't come, on the Transcendence.
Oh, what?
Right, yeah.
What? He'd been waiting there for fucking years. Yeah, basically
told Rio he's got his own mission. And his mission was to deliver the tapes of what would happen after...
Right.
So, they were all found. Rio had taken the tapes to the authorities, and the next morning they turned up, and they were all
dead.
It took a couple of days, to be fair, like, but they were all dressed in the same tracksuits, and,
all fucked up.
Whereas Doe,
do you know what kind of
Marshall Applewhite, he was found covered up on his bed. Like, whereas
covered
everyone,
up on his bed.
Yeah, he was kind of laying on his bunk with a cloth strewn over him. But they reckon it took a couple of days, and there was a few different methods of how they did it. Whereas, like, in like other cults, like in the Jonestown, they said they had the Kool-Aid or they had a poison.
Yeah.
It was like in this case, there was different
methods of doing.
Yeah. So, but like they say that the actual kind of massacre was over over a few days.
I reckon he must have done it without knowing. He must have gone, right, brews up, come on, tea.
Well, like I have to say, when they turned up, they found all the bodies. Like I say, eight of the males had been castrated from the reports.
Jesus.
And basically, they...
That's balls, that. That's
they,
just
they
balls.
Checked it out and they said, like I say, it happened over a couple of days. Mm. They died for what they believed, though. And he was crazy.
Yeah, certified.
So, but...
Must be.
You know.
Fucking hell.
He did what he said he was going to do.
Well, that's true. That's true. I'll grant him that. Well, that's the only thing he's...
Well, this is it, though. This is a lesson to you. If you're going to join a cult, 9 times out of 10, they're going to end up in a... They're going to ask you to do something a bit mental like this, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but have you seen that stuff that's going on over the net? I think it's called Blue Whale. It's seriously bad, man. Blue Whale, right. It's aimed at, like, kids. So
like a social media thing?
Yeah, sort of thing, yeah. So you interact and there's a person on the other side.
Right.
And basically you've got 50 things to do.
Like chat roulette?
No. You've got 50 things to do. After you do that, you'll get some kind of reward. Yeah, some kind of reward. Right. Some, but the craziness stuff like write your name on your arm.
Right.
In ink. Right. With a knife.
Oh right. Like, okay. Yeah. I've
go
seen
to
this.
The top of the roof.
Well, we should
go
be
to the corner
this.
And stand there. No, I know. The, yeah. Yeah.
You
should
be
warned.
Yeah. Yeah. In stereo.
Yeah. Yeah. Look out for that shit if you got kids, man, because it's some serious.
So what do you think of Apple White? I mean, would you in the 90s, like you're in the 90s?
Yeah. Like skull,
yeah, no, that's skull. What I'm saying. Gullible. Like,
so, oh yeah, you know, well yeah.
You know
yeah.
more than you did then.
Well yeah.
Like so, if you saw these videos, do you think you might have been like?
Convinced? I did see these videos.
And what did you think about it?
I thought he was a crazy motherfucker.
Exactly.
Man. I thought he was a nut job.
What
from the day
sort
done.
Of unhinged person? Now, don't get me wrong, right? I read a book a while ago. Yeah.
I reckon he's John.
Right. I read a book about.
He's Jesus.
Have you heard about a guy called Danny Wallace?
No, I don't think so.
Right, he writes for I think it's a magazine that you get with the Metro. Yes.
Right, okay.
Like a man's like magazine, some style magazine.
Oh, right.
Well, he writes column in that.
Yeah.
He also does radio. He does podcasts, he does writes books.
Yeah.
He does a lot of stuff, yeah. He was a producer at one point. Like,
right.
And he wrote this book called Join Me, right?
Yeah.
And how it started, it was before the internet, right?
Right.
And in the story, he's basically gone and to the, remember the Loop newspaper?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can put personal
get all sorts of stuff out.
Right,
yeah.
Like you know, Lonely Hearts.
Still going as well.
Or I've got a lawnmower for sale or whatever.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He put an ad up in the Loop that said Join Me, yeah. Please send one passport photo to this PO box address, right?
Yeah.
That's all it said, right?
Right.
The amount of people that did it was crazy, right? He ended up with so many passport photos, and this is before Facebook.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, but he's got to the point where he was like, what do I do with all these people? I've got all these people who've joined me. They're waiting for me to give the next step.
The nod.
Right, the nod, right? And he needed to come up with something worthy to do with these people.
I know what you should do. You should do what an Australian guy did.
What?
In the early noughties.
Hmm.
Right, he wrote an ad in the paper saying, I'll give you 50 quid if you stand outside this place looking, having a red cap, blue top and shorts and holding a big bag.
What?
Holding a black bag.
And what was
right?
that about?
So what he did was, he told him to meet him outside the bank at a certain time. You had to be there at that time, and you had to wait there 10 minutes. And after you did, someone would come over and give
police?
You 50 quid.
Right.
No, what he did was, he put him in front of the bank, didn't he? Went in, robbed the bank, dressed up as that, won out. And then when the police all come, they all legged it.
Ah, right.
And
so
he went to the back,
boy.
There was a boat, and he got on the boat and fucked off. Like, you smart bastard.
Well, what was we talking about a second ago? Join Me. Yeah,
yeah
so basically, me. Yeah, so he uses this army. Yeah, he's got himself an army.
Yeah.
Right, and he needs something worthwhile. So he ends up coming up with the Karma Army, right? And you Karma go out on a Friday and you do a good deed for someone and pay it forward, or, you know, like buy someone the lunch or do something nice on a Friday.
Yeah.
And that karma will travel. Yeah.
Right.
So he did loads of stuff with him, but that was the main philosophy of it. And he created a cult, some would argue. Like, and he didn't use it for bad. I mean, a lot of these cult leaders, they have a good idea. I mean, the Jonestown thing was a good social socialist experiment.
Yeah.
But it just went horribly wrong. This wasn't exactly like, it was a bit crazy, the Heaven's Gate, and a bit of a weird topic. So, I mean,
yeah, but like you said, there's different kind of cults. I mean, there's cults that do you harm, there's cults that do you good. There's cults.
But that's what I'm saying.
The definition
be careful is what I'm getting into, because it might seem all great on the surface.
But in the back door, in the rear, there's something else going on.
Something shady going on.
Possibly. And something shady.
Allegedly. Yeah, or potentially.
Yeah, and if it is, we're fucking
find them. We'll find them. We'll go all Batman on their asses.
Yeah.
And get some fucking detective work going.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so what did you think of the... I think the cult topic, it's... they can be a bit weird, and the fact that, you know, it's a bit of a morbid topic, because it ultimately ends in tragedy.
It can do greatness, it can do badness, but it can also take it over.
No, I mean the Heaven's Gate topic. I mean, it's like, I can't believe, I mean, that nobody kind of stepped in and just said, what you're doing here is batshit crazy. Can you not just knock it on the head?
He's that fucking dense that he's going, fuck off, fuck him in my head telling me the right thing.
Well, he claimed to be Jesus. So, you know, he claimed to be a version of Jesus, but spreading the message in a slightly different way.
What was it, one of his fucking 12 commandments?
Well, he had...
his 12 subjects.
Well, he had 8 bollockless people, so,
well,
you know.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Oh, I can't believe they did
seriously.
That.
I mean, that's some commitment to your cause. And like I say, they did die doing what they believed in. And then that's it. It's like, you know.
Fuck, man.
The bottom line is, it's
I was hearing something about that kind of thing, actually, today. About some African torture where, you know, if you get caught, like, thieving or something like that, basically chop your hands off.
Oh, and you do something
to your bollock, and what it does is it makes you go fat. Makes you go fat. And it's like, what the fuck?
Right, so it impale you.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
It's like, whoa. And you've got no hand to do it. I do it with my toes. I can't even see my fucking toes. The fuck's going on there?
Mate, well, where was that?
I couldn't tell you the country.
Well, wherever that is,
somewhere
I don't
in Africa,
go there.
I do know that.
I don't want to go just there.
Being told to say.
I've got a rule of not going anywhere you need injections for.
But then anywhere
you need injections for, you've got to pay extra to get in when you get to the airport.
Yeah, but you'd rather really get an injection than get like malaria or some shit like that.
Don't go. Just don't go.
Yeah, but then you won't know it's there. Then you won't know that the earth isn't flat.
I know I'm never going on that earth going flat bullshit.
Yeah, it's on the back of a turtle, that's right.
I'm not buying
reckon,
it.
Jay? You reckon it's on the back of a turtle, don't you, the earth?
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
I knew I was wrong.
Well, Taylor can one day convince us that the earth is flat.
No, you seem to be backing it up.
You just said we were on the back of a turtle.
No, I'm not backing it up.
He's one of them Flat Earth Society folks.
No, but he was put in back in the day that we were on the back of a turtle. That's why I brought
it up. No, well, yeah, I've seen that image, but
he's a circle, man.
We're on a round ball,
Yeah, we're on a round thing.
We're on a
round
thing.
Now, outside the planet, now that's a different subject. And like, we've got loads of that stuff coming up.
We're on a snooker table. Anyway.
Yeah.
Right, well, I think that concludes our episode of Never a Straight Answer today. And, we've got a couple of good topics coming up. And, like, as always, if you want to get in touch with us, you can come on to the email and get onto us at neverstraightanswer@gmail.com. You can find us at Twitter at NASA_never.
Yeah.
Which is still a really bit of a mouthful. I might try and change it again, but I don't want to keep changing it.
Yeah, keep it as it is.
Catch me on social media, on most of the things, at Gaz Duncan, on Instagram, all them, and Twitter. And you can catch Taylor
on absolutely nothing.
Yeah, because he doesn't do social media, and he's pretty right too, to be honest.
In case I'm secure about it.
Well,
I don't need it. Why do you need it? I don't need it. If I want to talk to you, I'll come here and talk to you.
I think it's going. Do you know it's going out of the window now? And I had had a really good I had a brainwave the other day, right?
Yeah.
Because the way social media works is. Like, you know, we hit onto a website for a while. At the moment, everyone's on Instagram, right? But Facebook, MySpace, right? All those.
Look at them men from Facebook who come out and told.
MySpace could make a comeback, you know. I was thinking about the applications of a banned MySpace page for podcasters. Do you know what I mean? Because you've got the promotional aspects as well as the audio player. You know, you could use that to your advantage. But that's how I remember MySpace. MySpace isn't how it used to be, so who knows? I don't even know.
Yeah. Maybe it's something we could look into. CEO wanted to sort out on that shit.
I'm pretty sure it's still available. If anyone ever knows, is anyone still on MySpace? Let us know.
Gee, I heard of it until you said that for a good couple of years, man.
Is Tom still my friend? If Tom's out there, send me a message, man.
And tell me if
I can come back on MySpace.
Tom, no.
Right.
Send a message saying no.
Yeah, you can get some funky fucking merch on our shop, which is attached to the podcast.
Yeah.
And just want to say thanks to. Have you got any shout outs this week?
Yeah, Brooko. Shout out Brooko.
Always shout out Brooko. Yeah, nice one for Brooko.
And Neil Collins.
Yeah, and there's been some really good podcasters on I've been listening to on through Twitter as well. So yeah, I'm gonna give them a couple of shout outs, but I'm gonna do that through Twitter.
Edge of Wonder. I've been watching
They're on YouTube, aren't they?
Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant at the minute on the subjects on how society's being
manipulated.
New World Order, it's called Illuminati. It all comes out of 13 families. It's really interesting.
Well, I've got a really interesting topic coming up, actually, regarding the New World Order the Illuminati.
Yes. Yeah,
sounds like a cheese. Yeah. The Illuminati, yeah.
Well, they keep changing their names.
Rothschilds
were somewhere else until Germany, because they had a shop in Germany, had a red symbol with a lion or something inside it. And they changed their name from there.
Oh, right, okay. Well, that's what I was talking about earlier before the podcast started. I was saying about like how my name might have been taken from somewhere, someone else they met. And you know further down the line, it doesn't necessarily mean my ancestral name is mine. I might not be related to those.
Well, yeah, because you've been given that name.
Yeah, I was just given it.
So
I was just here, man.
Yeah. So you're a part of that clan, in a way. It's like farmers. If your name is farmer, then you used to be a tax.
Tax man.
Yeah, because that's what the fact that
he's a tax man.
Yeah.
Right, well, I'm tax man. Tax man. Right, anyway, and on that note, that's been another exciting edition of Never a Straight Answer.
Yeah.
I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
And until next time, we'll catch you on the flippity flop.
Yeah.
Take care, guys.
Take it easy.
And peace out.